I'd like to introduce my friend. He's going to speak on the step tonight.
How you doing?
Ron.
I'm Ron. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of this group, and I'm very grateful and thankful to be up here tonight. I'm speaking on the first part of step 12, which is having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. And the chapter on this reading is called Working with Others. And, you know, I had to go through this step work before I could properly work with another alcoholic. I had to take a look at my experience and my past failures and successes to see what caused me to become an alcoholic. And you know, it really really opened my eyes, because when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I was a broken man. I was spiritually, mentally, financially broken. I was absolutely right where I needed to be to maybe get this program or start getting a little hint about what sobriety meant to me and to the people around me. And of course, as an alcoholic, I had to do it the hard way. I really wasn't willing to do any of this work for at least 2 years when I was in this program. One thing I was willing to do was to come to this group every Thursday night and listen. And I would read when it came to my turn. I couldn't read that well, so you know, if you can't read that well, it's okay. You know, you're welcome. But I had to come in here and I had to listen to the men in this room. And I had to learn some things. I had to learn about sponsorship. That was really, really huge. Coming into this program, I didn't know anything about sponsorship. I didn't know what it meant. You know, maybe it was someone I can go complain to and they'll give me a hug and tell me it's going to be all better. And, you know, I really didn't have a clue. But, you know, I was blessed to have a man from this group constantly come and approach me and reach out his hand to me. And I didn't know it then, but I see now today after doing this work, he had a spiritual awakening with these steps, and he was capable of reaching out to another man. So eventually I sat here for 2 years, and you know, it was ready to start doing some work in this program. And absolutely, I started going through the steps. Still wasn't, I don't know. I was in spiritual kindergarten. I didn't know what was going on. But I took a third step prayer, and it kind of started to get the spiritual ball rolling. And I was told to say that prayer a lot. And I began to write a four step and to look at my behaviors and things, and to see how I acted out in public, to see how I was acting towards other people, and that began to make a change within the inside of me, because I could learn how to start changing my behaviors, and absolutely started learning about my character defects and my shortcomings, and made a list of all the people who I had harmed. And that was pretty big. That was a pretty big reality check for me. And, you know, and all this time, not knowing that I'm gaining experience this whole time, so I will be able to help another sick and suffering alcoholic with this procedure. It's just a very incredible process. And absolutely went out and started to make amends. And then I started to learn about the maintenance steps of this program and, you know, taking a daily inventory and prayer and meditation. And they really, you know, I was able to begin to change my life and begin to make the thoughts in my head clear. And at this point, I could say that I was capable of working and helping another sick and suffering alcoholic. Before I went through this process, it just wouldn't have been helpful and it wouldn't be possible. And now I'm at the chapter of working with others, and there are a lot of good instructions in here to help other sick and suffering alcoholics. And absolutely, I am currently sponsoring somebody that's very important for me right now, to constantly be able to communicate with another alcoholic that needs help. And you know, it's a pretty amazing story. I've worked with people in the past, guys in the past, and they just wanted us. They didn't really have an education on sponsorship either. They just wanted somebody they could call their sponsor and get in the program and start getting their things back, like material things and their girlfriends, which I completely understand. That's what I would do. If I could come in here and get all my crap back and my girlfriend, I'd be right out the door. But, you know, that's okay, too. I understand that. I had a sponsor that showed me a lot of patience and tolerance. So I can portray that towards guys I'm working with. But to get back to the man I'm currently working with, you know, this was a man I called 5 years ago, when I was finally had reached my bottom, and he came over and helped me get into the proper facility to go away and start seeking some help, and told me to be honest. Well, you know, wouldn't you know, I ran into him about 90 days ago, and he asked me if I could be his sponsor, and without any hesitation, I could say yes, because I've done this work. There was no question in my mind at all that I could help this person out. That's been my most current being available for someone else. And you know, absolutely, we had a good conversation on the phone, and I said the other day that you're almost at 90 days. If you're willing to take the next step, which would be a third step, I'd be willing to make some time and come and sit down with you, and we'll read the chapter in the book, and we'll see where it takes us. You know, I need to be, you know, the spiritual awakening, whether it's educational or whether it is a true spiritual awakening, really, really changed my life coming into this group and doing this work and listening to the men in this room every week. You know, I can't express how blessed I am to come in here as uncomfortable as it was, and to stay here and to follow through up to this point, knowing I could pick up a drink tomorrow, but to follow up to this point and be available to help another alcoholic is pretty amazing to me, you know. And you know, I try to put myself out there at meetings. I try to go on commitments with this group. We'll plug this group. We have 4 standing commitments every month, and it's a good way to get out and reach new people that have no idea what steps are, what sponsorship is. And some people don't even know what recovery is. They're just lost to the fact that they think they're gonna drink forever. And there is a solution in this room to help you stop drinking, and for that desire to drink to go away. I had for that 2 years that I sat in here and just listened and figured out my own program. My desire to drink, I had for 2 years every day, and it didn't feel too good, but I know I needed to have that desire to stay in this room. But, you know, after I started doing some work and reaching out, and today reaching out to another alcoholic and being helpful, and, you know, my desire to drink is gone. And that's amazing. And, you know, you will build a fellowship around you. And, you know, what a great group of men we have here tonight. You know, constantly reaching out to people. That's pretty amazing. It's very rare when I'm out in the real world to see people helping out other people, but it does happen. And I'm glad I'm open-minded enough to sit in this room constantly, like the people that have come before me are still in this room, and they've been in this room a long time. And the people that are new here tonight, it's just amazing. Thank you guys for letting me speak tonight.
Thank you. If you have completed